Media Pro and Gravia Productions present in association with Athena 3 Films and Athena 3 TV, a domain production. Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Tanto buscarse sin encontrarse, me encierra los muros.
Starring in alphabetical order, Javier Bardem, Patricia Clarkson, Penelope Cruz, Kevin Dunn, Rebecca Hall, Scarlett Johansson, Chris Messina. Co-starring in alphabetical order, Zach Orth, Carrie Preston and Pablo Schreiber. Technical credits follow.
Si supiera yo nadar, Barcelona, mi mente está llena de cara de gente extranjera.
Written and directed by Woody Allen.
He vuelto a ser transparente.
Two young American women leave the terminal building at Barcelona Airport and make their way over to a waiting taxi. Both women are of similar stature, average height and slim, the notable difference being their hair colour. Vicky has long wavy brown hair while Cristina's hair is blonde. They load their large suitcases into the boot of the car and drive towards the city of Barcelona.
Vicky and Cristina decided to spend the summer in Barcelona. Vicky was completing her master's in Catalan identity, which she had become interested in through her great affection for the architecture of Gaudi. Cristina, who spent the last 6 months writing, directing, and acting in a 12-minute film which she then hated, had just broken up with yet another boyfriend and longed for a change of scenery. Everything fell into place when a distant relative of Vicky's family, who lived in Barcelona, offered to put both girls up for July and August. The two best friends had been close since college and shared the same tastes and opinions on most matters, yet when it came to the subject of love, it would be hard to find two more dissimilar viewpoints. Vicky had no tolerance for pain and no lust for combat. She was grounded and realistic. Her requirements in a man were seriousness and stability. She had become engaged to Doug because he was decent and successful and understood the beauty of commitment.
Yeah, I miss you too.
Cristina, on the other hand, expected something very different out of love. She had reluctantly accepted suffering as an inevitable component of deep passion and was resigned to putting her feelings at risk. If you asked her what it was she was gambling her emotions on to win, she would not have been able to say. She knew what she didn't want, however, and that was exactly what Vicky valued above all else.
The taxi draws up to a modern, traditionally styled villa in a quiet suburb of the city.
Hello.
Yes, you're so grown up.
Hello. It's been a while.
It's so nice.
Welcome to Barcelona.
Hi, Cristina.
Oh, Cristina.
I'm Judy. This is your room.
Oh, perfect.
I put you together.
Judy, thank you so much for having me here, because I know, you know, it's so last minute and you don't know me at all.
No,
and
to include me is
but
so
I
sweet
have
of you.
You.
It's so nice to have a little action around here. It's been so quiet since Arthur went off to college. So
after the girls unpacked and Judy's husband Mark got home from the golf course, lunch was served on the terrace.
Beautiful home.
Yeah. Well, we've really come to love it. It's pretty nice.
He makes friends with anybody, and he speaks a language, so he was like, "Wee."
Well, you learn just fine. So what do you do, Cristina?
I am currently at Liberty.
Oh, come on. She made a film.
How exciting.
Yeah. It's 12 minutes.
What was it about?
It was about why love is so hard to define.
Wow, that's a mighty big subject to handle in 12 minutes.
Vicky, you're getting your master's in something.
Yeah, my master's in Catalan identity.
Ah, well.
What do you plan on doing with that?
Oh, God, I don't know. Maybe teaching. Maybe curating.
Well, you don't have to do something, you know. But she's marrying this wonderful man in the fall, and all of the conflicts will be resolved when he makes her pregnant.
Well, now that Judy's decided your future.
To your summer in Barcelona.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Salud.
In the days that followed, Vicky and Cristina drank in the artistic treasures of the city. They particularly enjoyed the works of Gaudi and Miró.
Judy shows Vicky and Cristina the city sights. Cristina constantly photographs the varied architecture and sculptures they are shown.
Once, Mark and Judy invited Vicky and Cristina to go sailing with them on Mark's boat. With Cristina in mind, Mark and Judy asked along the son of one of his business partners, an eligible young man Mark thought she might like.
My dream is to accumulate enough wealth and sail off to an island somewhere and spend the rest of my days snorkeling. I'm actually a snorkeling nut. Have you ever snorkeled before?
Unfortunately, Charles and Christina were not a match made in heaven. Vicky, meanwhile, researched every aspect of Catalan life, even getting a tour of the market and a local restaurant to delve into Catalan cooking. On balmy summer nights, the girls would sometimes go to hear Spanish guitar music, which never failed to move Vicky in some magical way.
Vicky gazes at the guitarist in a trance-like state.
One evening, Mark and Judy took them to the opening of a friend's art gallery. Many local artists and a number of collectors attended.
Do you like them?
I do. Thank you so much for taking us.
Well, you know, we buy from this gallery. Mark has commissioned this artist to do this series of pictures for his office wall, so... Yeah,
is that the artist over there?
Where?
In the red?
No. That's not... No. Alfred is, Oh, no, he's the gentleman in the linen coat right there. That's him. I don't know who that is. Mark.
Yeah.
Who is that gentleman in the red shirt right there?
Who?
The gentleman in the red shirt. Who is
that? He's a painter. Remember Diego told us about him? He had that fiery relationship with that beautiful woman that was nuts.
Oh, my God.
There's the violent fighting.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Yeah, the messy divorce.
Oh,
it was in all the newspaper.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. His name is Juan Antonio Gonzalo, and he had this hot divorce, and she tried to kill him, or he tried to kill her.
What?
It was this, like, really big thing in the art world. I can't remember the details, but he, you know, we don't move in those bohemian circles, so I don't know.
Juan Antonio stands alone in the gallery with a moody expression about him.
Vicky and Christina left the art gallery and decided to go for dinner. They strolled past the church in the wonderful summer night air while people celebrated, finally winding up around midnight at a little restaurant.
Well, it's just nice to be able to not have to worry about if some place is going to stay open. Or...
Yeah, but we probably should be worrying about our dreams.
Who are you looking at?
Isn't that the painter that we just saw at the gallery?
Oh, yeah, right. He's the painter with the bad divorce. Yeah. Mark told us it was half listening.
He keeps looking over here.
Well, that's because you keep provoking contact.
I'm not provoking contact.
You are. You've been throwing little looks at him all night.
I'm just drinking my wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course you are. You must be doing something because he's coming over.
Juan Antonio slowly saunters across the restaurant and over to the small table the girls are sitting at.
American?
I'm Christina, and this is my friend Vicky.
What color are your eyes?
They're blue.
Well, I'd like to invite you both to come with me to Oviedo.
To come where?
To Oviedo. For the weekend. We leave in 1 hour.
What? Where is Oviedo?
A very short flight.
By plane?
Mm-hmm.
What's in Oviedo?
I go to see a sculpture that is very inspiring to me. Very beautiful sculpture. You'll love it.
Oh, right. You're asking us to fly to Oviedo and back?
No, we'll spend the weekend. I mean, I'll show you around the city and we'll eat well, we'll drink good wine, we'll make love.
Yeah, who exactly is going to make love?
Hopefully the three of us.
Oh my God.
I'll get your bill.
Jesus, this guy, he doesn't beat around the bush. Look, senor, maybe in a different life.
Why not? Life is short, life is dull, life is full of pain, and this is a chance for something special.
Right, well, who exactly are you?
I am Juan Antonio, and you are Vicky, and you are Christina, right? Or is it the other way around?
It could be the other way around because, frankly, it doesn't matter because either of us will do to keep the bed warm. You know, I get it.
Well, you're both so lovely and beautiful.
Yeah, thank you, but we do not fly off to make love with whoever invites us to charming little Spanish towns.
Does she always analyze every inspiration until each grain of charm is, squeezed out of it?
I guess I have to say that my eyes are green, actually.
Oh, God. Look, I wouldn't call our reluctance to leap at your sexual offer being overanalytical. If you would care to join us for some recognized form of social interaction like a drink, then we'd be fine. But otherwise, I think you should try, you know, offering to some other table.
What offended you about the offer? Surely not that I find you both beautiful and desirable.
Offended me? No. It's very amusing, galling, to be honest. But, is it my imagination or is it getting a little late?
Should we go? I would love to go to Oviedo.
What? Are you kidding?
Can we discuss this? I think it would be so much fun. I think we should go. I would love to go.
Christina, can we discuss this some other time? When
you know, when I saw you across the room at the art gallery, I noticed you have beautiful lips. Very full, very sensual.
Thank you.
Okay, look, I'm, you know, if you want to
I can't guarantee the love making because I happen to be very moody.
Let's not negotiate like a contract. I came over here with no subterfuge and presented my best offer. Now I hope you will discuss it and give me the pleasure to take you with me to Oviedo. I have the good fortune to borrow my friend's plane. It's just big enough for the three of us, and I'm a very good pilot.
Oh, it sounds very safe.
Think it over.
Juan Antonio returns to his table.
I hope you're joking about going.
Oh my God, this guy is so interesting.
Interesting? You're kidding. What's so interesting? He wants to get us both into bed. You know, but he'll settle for either, and in this case, you.
Vicky, I'm a big girl, okay? If I want to sleep with him, I will. If not, I won't.
Christina, he's a total stranger. This is impulsive even for you. And if I heard right, he was violent with his wife.
Well, at least he's not one of those factory-made zombies, you know? I mean, this would be a great way to get to know him.
No, it's not. I'm not going to Oviedo with this charmingly candid wife beater. You know, you find his aggressiveness attractive, but I don't. And he's certainly not handsome.
Well, I think he's very handsome. He's got a great look. I mean, he's really sexy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would, because you're neurotic.
Look, you gotta admire his no-bullshit approach.
What are you talking about? It's all bullshit. I'm not going to Oviedo. First off, I never heard of Oviedo. I don't find him winning. Third, even if I wasn't engaged and was free to have some kind of dalliance with a Spaniard, I wouldn't pick this one. Hello? Hi. Oh, hi. I can't talk right now. I'm trying to save Christina from making a potentially fatal mistake. What? No, the usual. Yeah, I'll call you back. I love you too.
If we go back to the house now, we can just throw some things in a bag and then we'll meet him there. Look, I took an instant liking to this guy. I mean, you know, he's not one of these cookie cutter molds. You know, he's creative and he's artistic.
Cookie cutter mold? Is that what you think of Doug?
Doug? Who said anything about Doug?
It's ridiculous. You like the way it sounds to pick up and fly off in an airplane.
I know. I don't know why I'm so scared unless I'm scared myself.
It's a mistake, Christina.
With Vicky and Christina on board, Juan Antonio pilots the small plane through the stormy night sky.
They predicted a little storm out of the town, out of Oviedo, but it's nothing serious. Don't you worry, really. As you can see here, there is just a little bumpy, right? Like to fly it?
Oh, no, thank you.
It's easy. It's even easier than a car. Try it.
Vicky, seated in the back, looks a little worried.
By early morning, they had reached their destination and proceeded to a hotel that Juan Antonio had selected for them. Vicky made sure she and Christina had their own room and Juan Antonio had his. If he was disappointed, he hid it well. After freshening up, he took them to see the sculpture that was so meaningful to him.
Are you very religious?
No, I'm not. The trick is to enjoy life, accepting it has no meaning whatsoever.
No meaning? You don't right. think that authentic love gives life meaning?
Yes, but love is so transient, isn't it? I was in love with the most incredible woman. And in the end...
Yes?
She put a knife into me.
My God, that's terrible.
Well, maybe you did something to deserve it.
Juan Antonio took his guests for lunch. They discussed art and romance. He was full of stories about Maria Elena, his ex-wife, whom he both criticized and idolized. He proved to be a good host, and in the afternoon he took them to see the local sites, where they enjoyed hearing about the city and took photos.
Both Vicky and Christina take pictures in the town of Oviedo.
Later they bought candy and cakes at a charming sweet shop, which were homemade and delicious.
They all stand in the shop eating the cakes.
They continued to document their trip, and while Vicky remained skeptical, Christina had a wonderful time.
Juan Antonio drapes his arm over Christina's shoulder as Vicky takes a photograph of them together.
The question of sleeping together did not come up until that night, and Juan Antonio was a little drunk.
Yeah, very well.
All right. Well, now that the day is almost over, is it reasonable of me to ask you if you'll both join me in my room?
Oh, come on. I thought we'd settled that.
Vicky's just trying to say that she's engaged to be married, that's all.
Great. Then these are her last days of freedom.
No, look, I'm not free. I'm committed. You know what my theory is, and when I drink, I get brutally frank. I think that you're still hurting from the failure of your marriage to marry Elena, and you're trying to lose yourself in empty sex.
Empty sex? Do you have such a low opinion of yourself?
You're just saying that it has to have meaning for her, that's all.
I mean, the city is romantic. The night is warm and balmy. We are alive. Isn't that meaning enough?
Hey, look, I just came along to keep Christina company. I'm engaged to be married. I have a handsome, lovely fiancé who I make love with and also holds a very real place in my heart. And to be perfectly frank, Juan Antonio, if I were the type of person that played around, I don't think it's in the cards for us. So, I'm tired, I haven't slept in 24 hours, and that is exactly what I'm going to do.
And you?
I'll go to your room, but you have to seduce me.
Christina is at Juan Antonio's door.
Hello.
Hello.
I am just here to have a quick drink, to say thank you, and then I'm going to go back to my room.
Did you act in a small film you made?
Did I act? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I acted. Why?
I hope you were more convincing than you are when you pretend to have come here for one quick drink.
I am here to go to bed with you. You're right. So you're pretty much home free, unless you blow it.
Blow it?
Yeah.
Blow it. You mean ruin the moment?
Yeah.
Oh, and how would I do that?
I don't know. Could be anything from some inane comment to wearing the wrong kind of shorts. Although, somehow by looking at you, I think you're wearing the right kind of shorts.
You're very hard to please.
Yeah, well, I am famous for my intolerance.
Yeah. And what do you want in life besides a man with the right shorts?
I don't know. I know I'm not gonna settle till I find what I'm looking for.
Which is what?
Something else. I want something different. Something more. Some sort of counterintuitive love.
Meaning?
Meaning. No. I don't know what I want. I only know what I don't want. If you don't start undressing me soon, this is going to turn into a panel discussion.
Juan Antonio begins to kiss Christina gently on the lips. They place their hands on one another's faces while they continue to kiss. Christina then stops abruptly and pulls away from Juan Antonio.
What? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's something I ate.
What's wrong? Can I get you anything?
No, I shouldn't be drinking.
What happened?
I'm gonna be sick.
A doctor stands at Christina's bedside.
It's her ulcer. And perhaps a little food poisoning. Maybe both.
God, both?
She must just rest.
Okay,
not
rest?
Eat. Yeah, rest.
Right.
Rest.
With Christina stuck in bed, Vicky was anxious to get back to Barcelona and in no mood to sightsee.
Okay. Well, when he gets out of his meeting, can you get him to call me on my cell? Yeah, I'm still stuck in Oviedo.
But sightsee is what they did.
I feel very sorry about Christina.
Oh, come on. Don't pretend concern. I'm sure that you kept encouraging her to drink, as you did to both of us throughout dinner. But I can hold my liquor.
She never mentioned her ulcer.
No, because she's a mental adolescent, and being romantic, she has a death wish. So for a brief moment of passion, she completely abandons all responsibilities.
After lunch, Juan Antonio took Vicky to see the old lighthouse at Aviles, which she found very beautiful.
I was born near here, and it would be a sin if I came out here without paying a visit to my father. Would be that boring to you?
No. I think that would be the first genuinely interesting proposition you've made me. I would love to see your father and his house.
Juan Antonio and Vicky stop outside an old stone-built farmhouse in the countryside. A small, thin old man with a bald head and a white beard comes out to greet them.
Hola, hijo.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Muy bien. Está guapo. Mira, mi amiga Vicky.
Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Julio.
Julio, buenos días. Qué casa tan bonita.
Well, considera que es tuya.
Oh, you know, if we carry on, I don't think it's gonna...
That's fine. That was great. He speaks no English. Entiendo un poquito de español, ella.
Ah, bueno, pues no importa. Pasad, adelante.
I'm sure my Spanish is gonna go.
He refuses to speak any other language, and that's an important point with my father, actually.
Really? It is why?
Because he's a poet, and he writes the most beautiful sentences in the Spanish language, but he, I don't know, he doesn't believe that a poet should pollute his words by any other tongue, which is...
No, it makes sense. I understand because of the translation and the things you might lose. I mean, I took some Spanish. Of course, I have no flair for languages. I read it much better than I speak it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I could read your father.
No, but he doesn't publish. That's the point.
Cognac?
No.
Well, why not?
I'll explain later. You want some cognac?
Yes, thank you. Just a very, very, very little.
Un poquito.
Subtitles translate, you look good, you look healthy, Papa. Yes, and you too look well. What do you hear of Maria Elena? She's still living with the architect in Madrid. That woman was the best. I still have erotic dreams about her at my age. She also loved you very much, Papa. What a shame with that gift of God. Sitting outside, Julio sips on a small cup of coffee. Vicky and Juan Antonio are also in the garden.
This was my favorite place to come and read when I was young. And yes, I wanted to be a writer, not a painter. Painting came later. And I wanted to play music too. I mean, all I knew is that I was full of, I don't know, real emotion, and I had to find a way to express it.
Christina says the same thing.
Christina's a very interesting girl. Want to sit?
Yeah. So, tell me, why won't your father publish his poems?
Well, because he hates the world. And that's his way of getting back at them, to create beautiful works and then to deny them to the public, which I think it's...
My God. Well, what makes him so angry toward the human race?
Because after thousands of years of civilization, they still haven't learned to love.
They returned to the hotel. Christina was feeling better, but far too shaky, and needed more rest. Vicky and Juan Antonio dined together at a lovely little restaurant. She was more relaxed than at lunch, and had just finished a great deal of wine. This time, she was enjoying the conversation.
No place on earth. My father used to bring me here.
Vicky takes her mobile phone out of her bag.
Hello?
Hey. Did I get you in a bad time, babe?
Oh, hi. No, I'm just about to eat. Can I call you back?
Okay, let me just say one thing. Paul and Marianne said they found a house up where they are that they like even better than the one in Bedford Hills.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're breaking up a little.
Babe, don't call me later, but this house is a pool and a tennis court, okay? We can both take lessons from Paul's instructor.
Okay, I'll call you back. I can't hear you.
I love you.
Hello? Oh, God. Connection's terrible.
Juan Antonio pours more wine into Vicky's glass.
Oh, thank
Here.
You.
Here.
What is this wine? It's delicious.
It's great. Was that your fiancé?
Yes.
Why were you so nervous speaking to him?
Was I nervous?
Yes, you turned red.
Well, I'm sure it's the wine.
Would he be upset if he knew we were dining together?
No, not at all. Are you kidding? I mean, I don't think he'd love the basic concept of me sitting with a man drinking wine over candlelight, but he quickly realized there'd be nothing to worry about. So, would you ever withhold your work from the public out of rage?
No. I'm not like my father. Oh, no, I told you, I affirm life despite everything.
Right. Well, I'd be curious to see your work.
Really? Why? You are so disapproving of me.
Well, I've gotten to know you better, and, you know, it'd be interesting, and after all, you are a Catalan painter, and that's my subject.
What gave you such an interest in Catalan culture?
Well, I fell in love with Gaudí's church when I was 14, and one thing led to another.
Mm. And you also admire Spanish guitar, I hear.
Yes, I love the guitar.
Would you like to go to hear some wonderful guitar tonight?
Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a little late, and, you know, I'm a little wobbly from the wine.
You said you could hold your alcohol. Besides, we leave tomorrow.
Hmm? Okay, sure.
Okay.
In the gardens of a park, a lone guitarist plays to a small group of mainly couples that sit on the ground in a circle around him. Little candlelights burn brightly in the darkness, creating an intimate atmosphere for the audience. Vicky sits with Juan Antonio, again in a trance-like state as she watches the guitarist play. She suddenly breaks away from her trance and looks at Juan Antonio for a moment, then gazes back at the guitarist.
That was unbelievable. Thank you.
I was looking at your face, and you look very moved.
Yes.
A few times I saw it look like that.
Right, and Maria Elena, I'm sure.
Oh, well, yes, maybe a Maria Elena, when she saw or heard something that moved her, yes.
You're still in love with her.
No, I'm not.
That confirms it.
No, she always be a part of me, and she's an important person in my life, but for the two of us, something was not working.
What element?
We never found out.
You said you were looking at my face. Why?
Why were you looking at mine?
Was I?
You probably saw my tears.
I'm a little out of control.
I was looking at your face because I find it very beautiful.
You do?
Of course I do. Of course I do. And you know I do.
Juan Antonio kisses Vicky. She does not try to resist him. She slips her bag from her shoulder and lets it drop to the ground. They continue kissing and slowly sink down onto the grass. Vicky sits deep in thought in the back of the small plane.
On the trip home, Vicky, who had mentioned nothing to Christina, was silent. Christina, on the other hand, talked nervously.
I must apologize to both of you for ruining the whole weekend. I'm completely mortified. I'm
humiliated. I don't know whether it was the wine, it could have been the shellfish, because, you know, I had this ulcer, and I just, thank God you knew enough sights to keep Vicky occupied. You know, I had these horrible nightmares that you two would be like oil and water, hating every minute of being together. I just couldn't move.
Vicky buried herself in work at the library. She put foolish ideas out of her head and concentrated on her thesis. But she found her thoughts frequently returning to Oviedo. Cristina, searching for a means of self-expression, wandered the streets of Barcelona, experimented with her latest passion, photography, and believed that she had made a fool of herself exactly at the moment of truth with Juan Antonio. And then, 48 hours later, Cristina came to Vicky with an announcement.
Vicky, he called!
Hmm? What? Who?
Juan Antonio, he called me just now!
Juan Antonio called you?
Yeah, he wants to see me, take me to some vineyard, some wine tasting or something. I said, absolutely.
A wine tasting? But what about your ulcer?
Oh, no, it's fine. A little wine's not going to hurt me. I mean, the point is that he wants to see me. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I never thought he was going to call.
It's great. I'm happy for you.
That night, the two women had trouble falling asleep. Cristina sat in the kitchen drinking coffee and working on her poetry. Vicky, too, was lost in memories of a night that now seemed more and more unreal.
Vicky is laying in bed awake when her mobile phone begins to ring.
Hello?
Hey, babe. Did I wake you?
No. I was just going to sleep.
I'm sorry I called so late. I had to get out of the office. I get some air and get some coffee, and I had this great idea. Check this out. Dad has contacts in the American Embassy in Spain, right? I thought I could come early, work from there on my computer, and the two of us could get married in Barcelona. You said it was a romantic spot. You know, we'll just do a quick city hall type thing. Of course, we'll do it all over again in New York, and, you know, we'll have a huge blowout for our families and friends, but I thought it'd be fun. What do you think?
What? To get married here?
Yeah, why not? It'd be great to tell our kids we married in Spain, and I'm telling you, Dad's friends will make it real easy for us.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
You don't sound bowled over.
No, it's just a surprise.
So, look, we're going to marry in the fall anyway, and we're going to do that too, I promise.
Yeah, so what's the point?
The point is it's different. It's exciting. I told the idea to Ken and Alice. I called them earlier, and they said they wish they'd done it. I mean, you know, in London in their case, but they were excited.
Well,
You sound a bit reluctant.
Me? No. Why would I be? No, I think it's a fine idea. I think it's great. It's a great idea.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be good. Listen, I'm going to call you tomorrow. I know I woke you up. I'll give you more details tomorrow. I love you so much.
In his red Alfa Romeo sports car, Juan Antonio drives Cristina to his house in an old part of the city. He parks the car in the street and they both go into the building through an iron gate. Después del silencio impuesto por ley,
ley de retiro. Juan Antonio took Cristina to a wine tasting. After, he took her back to his house, a lovely place he had purchased from another painter years ago and which served as his home and his studio. He showed her his work, which delighted her. She loved the colors and the wild emotional way he applied the paint to the canvases. From there, it was only one floor up to his bedroom. He told her of his marriage to Maria Elena and their deep love and their terrible fights. He told Cristina he had not wanted to make love with anyone else in the bedroom they shared, till now. This time, Cristina kept her food down.
Their two faces come together and they kiss passionately. Juan Antonio's dark, almost swarthy skin and his rough, stubbly beard is a direct contrast to Cristina, with her fair hair and smooth, pale complexion.
Hey,
embrace tightly and roll over Juan Antonio's bed as their inexhaustible passion continues. They both smile at each other without speaking, then continue to kiss.
Juan took Christina out several more times. They went to see a new sculpture by a friend of his. He showed her some of his favorite parts of the city, where she took photographs. Juan Antonio was friendly with all the whores and thought they would make wonderful subjects.
The prostitutes smile and wave at Christina as she photographs them.
He encouraged Christina's work, although she was always too shy to allow him to see it. He took her to lunch with his friends, who were poets and artists and musicians. Christina held her own quite well. Meanwhile, one day, going to study yet again the park Güell, which Gaudi had designed and which figured quite prominently in her thesis, Vicky had a chance encounter.
Juan Antonio flicks through the pages of a book as he descends a flight of steps in the park.
Vicky.
Hello, Omi.
How are you?
My goodness, what are you doing here?
Nothing, just doing some sketches.
Oh, right. Well, I didn't mean to disturb you, so...
Disturb me? No, how could you disturb me? We never had a chance to say a proper goodbye.
Oh, well, you could have called me.
I debated it, but I didn't think there was much point.
Yeah, but you never phoned, not to say anything. I mean, thank you, it was fun. I mean, you don't make love to someone and then never call them, unless you were greatly disappointed.
Quite the opposite. But you have plans to marry, and I thought it best to stop anything before it led to a bad situation for everyone.
Yeah, well, I'm only saying that we made love, and you seem to drop off the face of the earth. I mean, I realize these things don't mean much to you.
And to pursue matters would have only caused you anxiety and, for me, a disappointment.
I had the ability to hurt you after one night.
Marilena used to say that only unfulfilled love can be romantic.
Right. Okay. Well, the truth is you're much more suited to Christina.
I've grown very fond of Christina. So, I'm very happy for you and your husband-to-be.
And I. For you and Christina.
Bye. Bye.
And so the morning came when Vicky's husband-to-be arrived from New York.
Vicky waits at the top of an escalator in the airport lounge. When Doug steps off, he strides over to her and they hug.
Juan Antonio, like certain creative men, needed always to live with a woman and had invited Christina to move in with him, which she accepted.
Doug and Vicky arrive at Mark and Judy's villa. Mark and Judy come outside to greet them. Vicky does the introductions. Judy kisses Doug on both cheeks and he shakes hands with Mark.
So you're with Global Enterprise?
Yes.
You know, Tom Sutter's an old friend of mine.
Oh, you know Tom Sutter? We play golf.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I got some stories. You know, Tom has never beaten.
Oh, well, he's not the greatest player in the
world. Doug sits up in bed next to Vicky and catches his breath.
My God. You're a whole different person here.
What does that mean?
You were so into it.
What? Am I not usually?
Yeah, no, of course you are. Yeah, I'm giving you a compliment. Maybe it's the Barcelona air.
Can you hold me? Hold me.
You okay?
Yeah.
How's Christina doing?
Oh, you know, she's already moved in with some guy.
That was quick. Don't tell me he's a bullfighter.
No.
Writer, composer, tortured, pseudo-intellectual, and self-destructive.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes she gets on my nerves with her crackpot love affairs.
Look, I love her because she's your friend, but I've often warned you about her. She's an unhappy person. She can't part with that self-image she has of the oh-so-special woman, the artist trying to find herself. I find her contempt for normal values pretentious. It's boring cliche.
Yeah, well, men like her.
Well, she's pretty. And not exactly difficult to maneuver into the sack. Now you, on the other hand, took a little effort to get to bed. Hey. But it was worth the struggle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Christina speaks with Vicky on the phone.
So Juan Antonio wants to take me to this old amusement park that he said that I would love, and I thought that we could just get lunch, all of us, and then we could all see it together.
What, tomorrow for lunch?
We can't. We have plans.
Oh, no. No, we can always go boating with Mark and Judy. I'd like to go with Christina and Juan Antonio.
I really want to go boating.
Yeah, that would be great. Tomorrow.
Okay.
The two couples met for lunch, and during the course of conversation, an awkward moment occurred. Juan Antonio, having warm thoughts about Christina, tried to brush his foot against hers under the table, and accidentally brushed Vicky's. The amusement park was everything Juan Antonio led them to believe. It was antique and charming, and overlooked all of Barcelona.
Juan Antonio buys Christina a large white candy floss. Doug chats away with a somewhat preoccupied Vicky.
I see why you love your fiancé. He's very charming.
Yes, he's lovely.
And very well suited to you.
I don't think I like the way you say that.
No, I only mean that you make a comfortable couple in the best sense.
Look, you don't understand. I can't do anything about it now. I'm not saying the thought hasn't crossed my mind, but
we must not get into this conversation again, all right? Things have moved on, and I've developed real feelings for Christina.
Then why did you rub your foot against mine under the table?
I didn't.
Yes.
I didn't?
Yes, when I looked over at you.
No, if I did, it was a mistake. I mean, my intention was to touch Christina.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize for my mistake.
It was my mistake. But listen, look.
Listen.
You are all set to enter a completely different life.
Mm-hmm.
A life you always wanted with
yes.
the man you love.
Yes, goddammit. And then I know. And then I met you and we had this ridiculously rational weekend together. And now I don't know where I am.
Please. I'm with Christina, and you're going to get married in 2 weeks, Vicky.
Yeah, I know. I know, you're right. Christina loves you. I would never...
Yes, and Christina and I are a good fit.
Yes.
I mean, she speaks my language. You and I don't know, we'd be at each other's throats in a month. Right?
Yeah.
Look, maybe our paths will cross again someday under different circumstances, and...
Yeah.
Who knows about life?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm an idiot. I don't know what I expect to happen.
And so the wedding day came, and Vicky married Doug. Christina was there. She did not bring Juan Antonio, who made an excuse. Following the ceremony, the bride and groom left for a mini honeymoon in Seville.
From the balcony, Mark and Judy wave goodbye to Doug and Vicky.
Meanwhile, Christina began to sense the possibility of the kind of relationship she had always sought, but in the past, had eluded her. She was the lover of an exciting man, an artist whose work she believed in. She was already thinking of herself as a kind of expatriate, not smothered by what she believed to be America's puritanical and materialistic culture, which she had little patience for. She saw herself more a European soul, in tune with the thinkers and artists she felt expressed her tragic, romantic, free-thinking view of life.
Christina and Juan Antonio ride on bicycles along narrow country lanes, passing through small, quiet rural villages.
With Juan Antonio's circle of friends, she hobnobbed with creative people of all sorts. She loved their company and continued to experiment with writing and taking pictures.
A saucepan of milk boils over on the stove in Juan Antonio's kitchen as he and Christina lay naked on the floor, kissing fervently. Meanwhile, Doug and Vicky return from Seville to Mark and Judy's villa.
You had a good time?
Seville is breathtaking.
We ran into some friends from New York, got a chance to spend some time with them, which was great.
A little too much time.
Oh, you're just angry because they beat our brains out at bridge.
Well, I don't like bridge.
I don't like
it. What is this?
Swagger, attention please. Oh. Christina and Juan Antonio sent you this wedding gift.
When I found out that she was seriously dating Juan Antonio, I couldn't believe it.
What we need, a Rorschach blot.
I don't think I like it.
We're buying you one of Alejandro's.
Juan Antonio and Christina are asleep in bed when his mobile phone rings. He turns the light on and answers the call.
Sí. Sí. ¿Cómo está? Sí, hola. ¿En qué hospital está? Vale. Sí, gracias. ¿En qué planta está? Vale, gracias. Vale, Elena, she tried to kill herself.
What? Is she okay?
Yes, I think so. I don't know. I have to go.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the hospital.
Should I come with you?
No, I don't think that would be a good idea for her. She's a mess.
Well, all right. Well, call me if you want me to come.
Okay, of course.
Juan Antonio hurried out in the dead of night. Christina tried to go back to sleep, but had an uneasy feeling. She dozed restively, but awoke at the darkest hour.
Christina is in the kitchen when Juan Antonio returns with Maria Elena.
I'm just up here making coffee. Is everything okay?
Christina, this is Maria Elena.
Subtitles translate. I feel like such a fool.
Here you have to speak English, please.
I'm embarrassed.
Please don't feel embarrassed. Can I get you anything at all?
Vodka.
Vodka.
You're going to have vodka now, with all those pills you took? Are you crazy or what? I want to take a shower, Juan Antonio. Can I? I want to get out of these clothes.
In English, Maria Elena. When you are here, you have to speak English, all right? You want to take a shower? You go there, in the guest room.
So, now I'm a guest in my own house. Yes. Go on, Maria Elena. Please, go on there. You know where the room is.
Venga, ahí, ya sabes dónde está el cuarto.
What's going on? What? Is everything okay?
I think she's okay, yeah. I mean, things didn't work out for her in Madrid, and she came back on the bus tonight alone. Her whole world looked black, and all her plans had come to nothing, and she overdosed in the bus terminal.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Yeah, she has to stay with us.
What? She's going to stay with us?
Yeah, she has to stay with us. I mean, she has no money, she has no one capable of caring for her, and I was always her connection to the real life, and...
Uh-huh, I understand, but, I mean, how can she stay here?
You know, I think that she can't be trusted to stay alone. That's the problem, because, I mean, even if a place could be worked out...
Well, maybe she needs psychiatric help.
Yeah, she's always had bad experiences with doctors.
I understand, but where is she going to stay?
In there.
Christina looks in the direction of the guest room.
How long is she going to stay here?
Christina, I know... This is not what you had in mind.
No,
but she has to stay with us.
I understand.
She has no one else.
I understand. It's only for a short time.
Yes, a few months at most.
She's staying for a few months.
Listen, I've been through this with her before. So, I mean, if... Shit. Puta mierda, coño. If you had only known her when I first met her, I mean, her beauty. Her beauty took your breath away.
Yes, I can.
And she was so talented. She was so brilliant. She was so sensual. I mean, it's chose me from 100 men ready to kill for her.
Uh-huh.
We were both sure that our relation was perfect, but there was something missing. You know, like love requires such a perfect balance. It's like the human body. It may turn that you have all the vitamins and minerals, but if there is a minor single tiny ingredient missing, like salt, for example, one dies.
Salt?
Juan Antonio is with Maria Elena. She asks, who is she?
She's the woman I live with, and you have to speak English around her, please.
Why, for her sake?
Yes, exactly, out of courtesy.
I don't trust her, Juan Antonio. Her eyes are not one color.
You always had paranoid ideas about every woman I've ever known.
She's pretty. Do you think she'll be enough for you?
Well, she's quite intelligent, and she's a free thinker like you.
Like me?
Yes.
You're still searching for me in every woman. That is not true, Mary Elena. I was in Avida some weeks ago with a woman who was the antithesis of you, an American, and something beautiful happened with her. So you're mistaken. You always seek to duplicate what we had. You know it.
Please, here in this house, speak English. That's all I ask, all right?
Don't talk to me like that.
Why are you getting so angry at me?
Listen, why were you thinking about killing yourself? I mean, what a stupid idea did cross on your mind? I mean, try to kill yourself, for Christ's sake! Stay here until you get back on your feet, and then I beg you, please, get out of my life.
We came so close to perfection, you and I.
You're too damaged.
And you love that.
You always like my mood swings. But what was missing, Juan Antonio? What was missing?
Speak English.
I don't like her for you. I don't trust her. And you know I always have your best interest.
Well, not when you try to kill me.
That.
That small detail, yes. You are suspicious of her because she is now my lover. I mean, it's so obvious.
No. I see you so lost, so confused since we split up. For all your talk of swearing off women and renouncing love, to end up losing your head, not for one, but two American tourists. Maria Elena, Cristina and Juan Antonio are in the garden eating a meal. Maria Elena sits stony-faced, smoking a cigarette.
More coffee?
Yes, please.
I'm sorry. Your sugar.
No, thank you.
I thought we could go for a ride to the countryside later. I mean, the weather is beautiful.
It's definitely going to rain later.
In English.
Oh, no, it's fine. You speak no Spanish?
No, I studied Chinese.
Chinese? Why?
I thought it sounded pretty.
Say something in Chinese.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Ni hao ma?
You think that sounds pretty?
Well, maybe not the way I'm pronouncing it, of course, but...
If you ask me, Chinese sounds strident. It's like a drill to the head.
Speak English, Marlena.
You ever hear them in the kitchen of a Chinese restaurant? It's so unpleasant. Mary Elena, enough.
Speak English.
I'm sorry, I'm nervous today. I had bad dreams.
Would you like to paint?
Oh, do you paint also?
Do I paint, she asks?
Ask him. He stole everything from me. His whole style.
She likes to make up these stories.
Juan Antonio, your whole way of seeing is mine.
I'm not saying that you were not influential.
Influential.
Yes.
Influential.
Yes, influential, but I'm but to say that I stole
hypocrite, your style. Hypocrite, hypocrite.
To say that I stole your style is too delusional.
It's okay. We painted side by side for many years. You adopted my vision as your own. That's a tale you invented and you like to spread, but it's not true.
She always had problems with reality, and I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to get angry.
Okay, what did they say in art school? They said I was a genius, right?
I always encourage your talent.
Not talent. I'm not talking about talent. I said genius. Genius.
I came close to killing for you.
Yeah, you came close to killing me with a chair.
I was defending myself, and you had a razor, and you were drunk with a razor and raging.
That was jealousy. I was crazy for you, and you betrayed me with Augustino's wife. With your eyes. With your eyes.
You wanted to kill me for looking?
I don't want to talk about that anymore, okay? It's over.
I see you with someone else now, and I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm civil. What else do you want?
Mary Eleanor works in the studio. She paints a large canvas on the floor using a roller. She makes big, bold strokes. From a balcony above the room, Christina watches her work.
As the days passed, Christina observed Maria Elena and Juan Antonio and found the heart more puzzling than ever.
Christina waves to Juan Antonio through a window as he works outside. He waves back, then comes inside.
Where were you? Were you waiting?
Yeah, yes. I was trying to. Okay. I'm so curious. Does she really think that you stole from her?
I guess I took more from her than I'd like to admit, yes. That's why I'm always so sensitive when she brings it up.
I feel kind of sad.
Why?
Because I feel like I'm never going to be able to influence you or inspire you in any way.
No, that's not true.
That's how I feel.
That's not true. I never heard the Scriabin?
Yeah.
Piano sonata until you play the recordings for me, and now I can't stop listening to it.
No?
No.
Well, that makes me happy. Where?
Maybe it's not a good idea here.
What?
I mean, she's been better lately. And I don't want to upset her.
Of course. No. Okay.
It was at Vicky's afternoon language class, which she took several days a week to improve her Spanish, that she met Ben, a young man who couldn't stop noticing her and started to chat her up each day.
Yeah, I can't believe they hired me at the consulate because my Spanish is less than perfect, to say the least.
No, I think it's good. It's good.
It's all right.
But are you enjoying your time in Barcelona?
I would if I had more friends.
Right.
Yesterday I walked from the beach up to Park Güell in search of Gaudi. Hey, you want to see a movie?
A movie?
Wednesday afternoon.
The movie was a great success, and Ben proved to be very good company for Vicky.
Footage from an old black and white film shows a smartly dressed man abducting a frightened woman.
One afternoon, they ducked into a store to buy some cherries, and when the storekeeper took a phone call in the back, he couldn't resist taking her hand.
No. You do know that I'm recently married.
Yeah. I guess I was under the impression that maybe you jumped into it too quick. Maybe you regret it.
Have I implied that?
Unless I read into it.
No, I shouldn't tell you this. I was always someone who thought I knew exactly what I wanted.
But you didn't.
Well, no, I met somebody else, and I'm not going to get into that story.
So this guy you met?
The guy is living with my best friend. You know? What am I talking about? When I hear myself, it's just crazy. I just married the guy I wanted.
Did you?
I thought so.
So? What happened?
One goddamn weekend in Oviedo.
Christina, Juan Antonio, and Maria Elena went riding in the country. Marie Elena had decided they would all cook a big dinner together, and she insisted they pick fresh blackberries.
They stop in a large meadow and lay a rug on the ground.
This is the purpose.
Here, lay that.
Okay.
Well, lay that.
Can you get some...
Here.
Oh, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Oh.
What?
Aye.
What happened? Wait, no, sit down. Sit. Is it your upper or your lower?
Here.
Here?
Yeah.
Hold on, wait.
Oh.
Here, wait, let me...
Ooh. Christina massages Juan Antonio's shoulder.
You want some aspirin?
Yeah.
I have aspirin in my bag.
All right.
Okay. You relax. I'll be right back.
All right.
Christina walks back to the bikes that are propped up against a tree to fetch her bag. When she returns with the aspirin, Mary Elena is massaging Juan Antonio's head.
Sawing his head, he has so much tension. No, to the world, he's carefree, nothing matters, life is short and with no purpose kind of thing, but all his fear just goes to his head. Oye, relájate.
Sí, fuerte, con esas manos que tienes, esos deditos de pianista. You know, she plays piano?
No, I didn't know. Is that why you have a piano in the house?
No, I could have been a concert pianist.
Yeah, she could have. I mean, no one plays Scarlatti like Maria Elena. And she understands Scarlatti. Am I right?
Do you play music?
No, I just have to come face to face with the fact that I am not gifted, you know? I can appreciate art and I love music, but it's sad, really, because I feel like I have a lot to express and I am not gifted.
But you do have talent.
No.
Yes.
What's my talent?
You take beautiful photographs.
That's true. She always takes pictures that she hides from me.
That's because they're nothing. How do you know I take pictures?
I found them in your luggage.
You went through my luggage?
Of course I went through your luggage. First night I was in the house, I didn't trust you. I didn't believe you were who you said you were. I wanted to know who was really sharing the bed of my ex-husband.
What?
Who knew what I would find there? How could I be sure you were not going to hurt me? After all, I have thoughts of killing you.
Back at the studio, Christina shows her photos to Maria Elena and Juan Antonio.
They are beautiful.
The next day, Maria Elena went out photographing with Christina. She had a superb eye and knew a lot about the art of photography and taught Christina much about the aesthetics and subtleties of picture taking. She advised her to get rid of her digital camera and use an old one for more interesting results. She said it was important to have a dark room and that she would set one up in the basement for Christina and teach her various techniques of developing her own pictures. They photographed everything from silly-looking dogs to grim-faced children. But the best subject was Maria Elena herself.
Maria Elena poses for Christina in front of a graffiti-covered steel roller shutter. She holds a cigarette in one hand and rearranges her long dark hair with the other. Christina takes several photos from different angles. Maria Elena puffs on her cigarette and wears a sultry expression for the camera.
Shopping one afternoon, Vicky and Doug ran into Adam Tabachnik and Sally. Adam was in the same business Doug was in, and they were friendly, although in New York, they did not spend a lot of time together.
Oh my God, you gotta be kidding me!
Hi! Good to see you.
Any program on TV, obviously anything live, you can play it back on your computer. So I'm on a flight to Tokyo. I'm 40,000 feet up in the air.
God.
And I am watching the Mets live on my laptop.
It's amazing. You're never out of touch.
We're going to have the new house wired for everything. I'm looking at those new Japanese high-definition TV screens.
You've got to have my guy do your installation. He's just a genius with computers.
I'll get his card.
We just did our place in Greenwich. You have to see it. We have this wonderful decorator you should use. He's creative, but he knows when to back off. We did it modern. With just a splash of antiques here and there. I love combining the two, but God, the prices. Do you have any idea what a good size Oriental rug costs?
She's right. She's right. Actually, there's an old joke. 100,000 for a Persian rug.
Vicky sits at the table, paying little attention to the conversation, her thoughts being elsewhere.
Life continued predictably for Vicky and Doug, until one afternoon, when an unpredictable moment occurred.
At a party at Mark and Judy's villa, Vicky stumbles across Judy, passionately kissing Mark's business partner. Judy realizes Vicky has seen them.
Several days later, Judy asked Vicky to meet her privately away from the house, to have coffee.
What happened the other day? I don't want you to get the wrong idea.
Oh, no. Look, it's really not about
this. I'm not having an affair with Mark's partner. I'm not.
No, I didn't think you were.
Not that I haven't had fantasies of someone coming along and taking me out of my situation, but the fantasies are not Jay Lewis, even though he would like that. He would.
By taking you out of your situation...
Oh, I haven't been in love with Mark for years. I love him, but I'm not in love with him.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's funny. I just made the same speech to my shrink.
Huh. Well, what does your shrink say?
He says that I'm too frightened to act, and that I'm looking for some kind of magical solution, which is unrealistic, and that and an affair is not the answer. And I'm sorry to be laying all of this on you, but I was so humiliated when you saw us.
Look,
I'm just...
Look, you mustn't feel that you have to explain yourself to me.
I mean, Mark is great. I'm sure any dissatisfaction I have is my own problem. I'm just, I can't leave him, and I know that I never will.
Why not?
I can't. I'm too scared. And the moment's passed.
Juan Antonio, Cristina, and Maria Elena pay a visit to Julio. Maria Elena runs to Julio with open arms, and they both hug one another.
It's so apparent to me that you and Juan Antonio are still in love when I see you together.
Our love will last forever. It's forever, but it just doesn't work. That's why it will always be romantic, because it cannot be complete.
Maybe it can't be complete because, you know, I'm getting in the way, or I don't know. I feel like
before you, we used to cause each other so much pain, so much suffering. Without you, all this would not be possible. You know why? Because you are the missing ingredient. You are like the tint that added to the palette makes the color beautiful.
Now, aren't you and Juan Antonio tempted to make love? I feel like. I don't know.
At the end of our marriage, we didn't. But I have to say, those feelings are coming back now. Thanks to you. In a new and deeper way.
Well, I wouldn't be upset about it. Yeah, I'd never want to get in the way. It wouldn't upset me at all.
I know you wouldn't be upset. Same way I get this warm feeling when I hear you both locked in passion every night. I listen, and I'm happy.
Was Cristina okay with it when Maria Elena and Juan Antonio made love one afternoon? Beforehand, she gave them both her blessing, but then had mixed feelings. She was not quite as open-minded as she had always imagined herself, and the thought of the two of them in bed and inevitably full of intensity caused her some conflict. In the end, she gradually relaxed and let herself go with the flow of things, a tolerance she was proud of.
Cristina meets with Vicky and Doug.
At first it did bother me, but then I started to think about all these standard accepted cliches of love. You know, what's right, what's wrong, what's appropriate according to the appropriate police. And, you know, you see how screwed up most relationships are.
So what you're saying is you're sharing a man. You're like a Mormon wife.
I know it sounds strange, but actually we all contribute to the relationship and we're all really nourished.
But if everyone did that, society couldn't function that way.
Come on, let's not get into one of those turgid categorical imperative arguments.
You know, Maria Elena believes that there are many truths in life, not just one.
I don't know. I mean, babe, could you live like that?
Well, I never had Christina's...
What? Christina's lack of structure?
It's very structured, actually.
Her courage. I never had her courage.
Her courage? Courage? Next thing she'll be going to bed with Maria Elena and glorifying it as some kind of superior alternative lifestyle.
Oh, I have gone to bed with her.
No.
Yeah.
When?
Well, Juan Antonio and Maria Elena have made this dark room for me. They're both pushing me to take photographs, and actually I'm getting pretty good. Believe it or not, I'm getting much more confident. And we were down there in the dark room, and I was just working on some of my photographs, things that, you know, I wouldn't have done if she hadn't inspired me.
Maria Elena and Christina are working together in the small dark room. Maria Elena looks wistfully at the photos Christina has taken, and then is helping with developing new pictures. Christina has printed another copy of the picture she took of Maria Elena in front of the graffiti-covered roller shutter. She stands holding the picture, comparing it to another version she had already developed. Maria Elena comes to her side and gently strokes her arm. Christina responds and does the same to Maria Elena. Maria Elena then strokes Christina's face with the back of her hand. They then draw close to one another and gently kiss each other on the lips.
And it happened very naturally for both of us.
You weren't nervous?
No, no. It was very loving and gentle.
Did you enjoy it?
Mm-hmm. I did.
And it was just the one time?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it just happened, you know, not planning on making a habit out of it, necessarily.
But if you... enjoyed it.
I did at the time.
What did you tell Juan Antonio?
Yeah, of course, there's nothing to hide.
Would you say then you are a bisexual?
No, I see no reason to label everything. I'm me, you know? And I've slept with Juan Antonio since and enjoyed that experience very much.
It's a great story.
Yeah, that's a great story. Hey, look, I don't set myself up as a judge.
Doug lies on the bed, tapping away on his laptop.
What are you thinking?
I don't know. How quickly time passes. Summer's almost over. Are we going home soon?
I thought you were still dwelling about your friend's little tale of lust in the dark room.
And speaking of dark rooms...
Christina walks the streets of Barcelona looking for photo opportunities. She takes a picture of a colourful flower stall she passes in the street.
Over the next weeks, Christina became more and more sure of herself as a photographer. Both Juan Antonio and Maria Elena contributed ideas and support when she had doubts. Thanks to their encouragement, photography was becoming a productive interest in her life. By now, she and Juan Antonio and Maria Elena had become lovers.
All three are shown in the darkroom embracing and kissing one another.
Everything seemed perfectly balanced, perfectly in tune. Maria Elena was calm and relaxed. Juan Antonio was going through a very creative period with his painting. It was only Christina, as the last days of summer expired, who began to experience an old familiar stirring, a growing restlessness that she dreaded, but recognized only too well. Suddenly, thoughts started taking precedence over feelings. Thoughts and questions about life and love, and as much as she tried to resist these ideas, she could not get them from her mind. Finally, summoning her resolve, one evening after dinner, she made an announcement that surprised everyone.
I don't want what my parents had. I don't want what I had before I came here. I know that, but I know I can't live like this forever.
Subtitles translate. Did I tell you or not? Okay.
What do you want, Christine?
I want something different.
What?
I don't know. Not this.
There is no answer, Christina.
Don't you understand? She's gotten what she wanted. She wants something else. This isn't enough for her. It's like an illness. Nothing will ever be enough for her.
Don't get so upset, please. And can you speak English? I can't understand you.
The girl will never be satisfied with anything. Speak English so she can understand us. I knew you would use us. I knew you would use us. And you did. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Enough.
Yeah, Marilena, but if I speak English, please, so she can understand it, all right? Yeah.
Enough.
Chronic dissatisfaction. That's what you have. Dissatisfaction. Big sickness.
That's not it, Mary Elena. That's not it. It's simply that. Look at me. It's simply that.
Do you know how much we love you?
Yeah. And I love you both.
No, you don't.
Yes,
no,
I do.
No, you don't.
It has nothing to do with
you. You spoiled little shit. Spoiled little shit.
Please, what?
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Shut up now, please. Shut up now. It's simply that she hasn't met the right person yet. When she does find the right person, not you or me, this whole thing about finding peace and happiness will pass. That's not it. Okay, fine.
Where will you go, Christina?
I just gotta get out of here for a few weeks and I just gotta clear my head. This is all my problem. It has nothing to do with you.
Come here.
Juan Antonio pulls Christina to him and kisses her on the head.
Let's be thankful for all the good times that we've spent together, right? And remember each other with respect, right? And love and affection.
Christina told all that had happened to Vicky and said she was going to France for a few weeks to think things out. She would return to pick her up so they could go back to New York together.
Vicky talks with Judy.
So it's been Juan Antonio all this time?
Look, I'm not going to do anything. Forget I said. I just needed to tell someone, and we've become close, so...
Well, why don't you act on it?
What, act now?
Yes.
I break up with Doug, who's really a sweet guy, and married me in good faith for what? For a bohemian Spanish painter with a passionate tie to an ex-wife who probably doesn't even share my feelings if he ever did, so... Oh, God, who am I kidding? But the dream is exciting.
If I were you, I wouldn't waste another minute. I'd get on it.
Well, get on what?
Well, you're in love with him. If do something or the years will pass by and you will be sorry, Vicky.
No, what are you saying? I can't risk everything. If Juan Antonio had never existed, I'd be fine
just,
with Doug.
You'd just fine.
Yeah,
just
as
fine.
I planned.
How blunt do you want me to be? I when I look at Doug, I see Mark.
Yeah, well, you're using me to rewrite your own history.
Despite Vicky's protestations, Judy was possessed with finding a way to bring her and Juan Antonio together and prevailed upon her friend Gabriella, who was a figure in the art world, to throw a party and invite Vicky and Juan Antonio. Meanwhile, as predicted, without Christina, the relationship between Juan Antonio and Maria Elena had gone back to its old destructiveness.
Translation. I devote all my time to you, pampering you, nursing your tics and phobias. My work suffers. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that your work has gone to shit and that you don't mature. Do you know what it's like for me to see you that you will never realize your full potential? Leave me alone. Leave me alone, please.
As had happened before, by mutual consent, Maria Elena packed her things and moved out of Juan Antonio's house.
Maria Elena gets into a waiting taxi carrying several large bags. The party that Judy got her friend Gabriella to throw is now underway. Doug and Vicky chat with Judy and Mark.
I was telling her before I owe you that I'm actually very excited. I think it's going to be a great contact.
You're going to go check out the food. Does anyone want anything?
No.
Thank you.
But he gets in your
leaves the group and walks over to the buffet.
Hello.
Vicky swings round abruptly.
Oh. Hello.
I'm surprised to see you.
As am I to see you. Mm-hmm. I don't think you like parties.
Yeah, well, Gabriela insisted I come, and she's an old friend. You know, of course, that Christine and I are no longer together, right?
Yes. So now you're just with your ex-wife?
No, Marilena is gone as well.
Oh, for now.
It's funny, Marilena and I, we are meant for each other and not meant for each other. It's a contradiction. I mean, in order to understand it, you need a poet, like my father. Because I don't.
Oh.
How about you? All goes well with your husband, I'm sure?
Oh, yes. Yes, he's wonderful. He's terrific. I'm quite delighted with the way things turned out.
Why don't I believe you?
But don't become flirtatious. You know, I realize your bed is empty now and you always had a little yen for me, but we're preparing to leave by the weekend, so I...
Meet me for lunch.
I'm too scared.
Vicky is back in her room with Doug.
Have to get a bird for Mark and Judy.
No, we can't get them a bird.
Why not?
It's ridiculous.
They're beautiful. I always wanted a bird. You know, we should actually, when we get home, I'd love to get like a bird for the new house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, you know, and I'm leaning towards Bedford Hills. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Hello.
Spend tomorrow afternoon with me.
Oh, hey, no, it's not possible. We're preparing to leave by the weekend.
Be on the corner of Calle Tiles in Pedralbes, and I'll drive by and I'll pick you up at noon.
No, you're wasting your time. I can't talk now.
Look, I'm not the kind of man who would try to come between a husband and wife. I'm not. But Judy Nash called me, and she tells me that you are not happy. That you are actually more in love with me than the man you married.
I can't talk.
She put the phone back in her bag and returns to Doug, who's still looking at the caged birds on the pet stall in the market.
This is nice. Yeah, really nice, yeah. Hey, babe. What do you think? Who is that?
Who?
On the phone.
Oh, it's my language teacher.
Yeah?
He wants me to have a goodbye lunch with him tomorrow at noon.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm going to play golf with Mark in the morning.
In her room, Vicky tries on different clothes. She puts on makeup and is continually looking in the mirror and fiddling with her hair. She waits in the street at the agreed spot. Juan Antonio arrives in his red Alfa Romeo. She gets into the car and they drive off. They're soon sitting outside in the garden of Juan Antonio's house enjoying lunch. He takes Vicky inside and shows her some of his more recent work.
I've been working on these ones lately, and
really overwhelming, my God.
Yeah. I mean, it's very hard to explain a painting, right?
No, you don't have to. It's fascinating. It's fascinating.
This one actually should be the other way around, but...
I like it very much. Can I be frank about something?
Yeah.
This one, there's something very frightening about it.
The other one is Maria Elena.
Right, well, that explains it. It's very chaotic and erratic, almost. But, oh, God, what am I doing? I don't know what I expect to happen.
It's been a long time since we made love that night in Oviedo.
Yes,
and I've thought about it many, many times.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you weren't thinking about it when you were making love to Christina or Maria Elena.
Well, I never lied to you. I mean, I told you from the first moment I was attracted to both you and Christina.
Yeah, I can't just go to bed with you. I'm not good at this.
But you were nervous that night.
I wasn't married.
You were about to be.
Yeah, you're right. It's what I want. But what am I supposed to do? Make love with you and then go on with my marriage like nothing happened or just terminate it?
Judy Nash says you are heading an unhappy life.
Well, she's talking about herself.
But maybe you will understand more about your own feelings once we've made love.
Yeah, or less. Look, I'm not saying I'm not tempted, but it would require such an upheaval emotionally. And from a practical point of view, you're not exactly the kind of man to plan a future in.
Maria Elena walks in on them firing a pistol. Juan Antonio tries to snatch the gun from her hand. Translation. You're going to kill yourself. I don't want to live. I don't want to live, damn it. Let go. Now. 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 Don't you understand that I don't want to live? That I can't live like this. My head is going to explode. I can't take this anymore. I can't take it anymore. Give me the gun. Give me the gun, damn it. Listen to me. Please, my love. My love, listen to me. Come, give me your hand. Come, it's okay. It's okay, my love. It's okay. The gun goes off in Juan Antonio's hand. The bullet badly grazes Vicky's hand.
You're both crazy, both of you are completely insane. How the hell am I going to explain this to my husband? I can't live like this. This is not my life. I just can't do it.
I still don't understand what your language teacher was doing with a gun.
Look, I told you, he collects these antique firearms, and he was showing me his favorite one.
We should sue him. That is so damn irresponsible.
No, it's not. It's not that bad, honestly. Once the bandages come off, it'll be a scratch. What are you saying?
I love you so much.
Doug never found out the real story. Judy knew the secret, and of course was relieved Vicky had not been hurt worse or killed. With Vicky leaving to go back to New York, Judy's plans to rescue Vicky from her own fate were put on terminal hold. When Christina returned from Antibes, Vicky told her the whole tale, and Christina thought it was sad how much Vicky had wanted Juan Antonio and was unable to say or do anything about it.
But I would have stepped aside.
No, look, I knew you had feelings for Juan Antonio from the moment you saw him.
But if I knew what had happened, I never would have gone ahead with it.
Oh, look, it was a passing thing. Now it's over. Porque tanto perderse, tanto buscarse, sin encontrarse. Me encierran los muros de todas partes. Barcelona, te estás equivocando.
Doug, Vicky and Christina ride down an escalator at the airport terminal.
Vicky went home to have her grand wedding to Doug, to the house they both finally settled on, and to lead the life she had envisioned for herself before the summer in Barcelona. Christina continued searching, certain only of what she didn't want.
The end.
Transparente, no existe.